My guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight has visited with us before and has always brought us an amazing original song. Tonight's no exception. His influences are wide and varied, from soul to acoustic to hard rock, and he blends them into his own unique sound. I'd like to reintroduce you to Wolf Critton. Wolf, so nice to speak with you again.
Hey, it's awesome to be back. Favorite station.
Now, can you believe it's been over 2 years since our last get-together?
Actually, I can't. Wow, no, it feels like yesterday to me.
You've certainly been busy in the meantime. I hear you have a guitar sponsor these days. Tell us how that came about.
I do. I was featured on Magisto. I think right now it's at 20,000 and still going up. Luna Guitar saw it, and when they saw the video, they just hit me up and asked me if I wanted to play one of their guitars, which is called the Vista Wolf. The rest is history with them, I guess. You know, we've been working together ever since. It's an amazing company. They make beautiful guitars, and I'm just blessed to be a part of them.
Now, to refresh our listeners' memories, you're originally from New York City, the Harlem neighborhood, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then your family relocated to Poughkeepsie, where you went through, let's say, a rather rough time of it. To your level of comfort, remind us what happened.
When I was in the city, you know, there was a lot going on, from being in gangs and pretty much doing everything wrong. The thing that saved me out of all that was when we moved upstate and I ended up joining the military. And from there, I ended up going to Iraq twice. I did 8 years in the service, and that's pretty much my story in a nutshell. I was in the Army.
That's actually where you learned to play guitar, if I remember correctly.
Exactly, yep. That's my first interaction with any instrument, actually. It's been therapeutic ever since, and people like it, and I started playing for other people, and to this day, for me, it's still therapy.
But when did you realize that you could not only learn to play someone else's music, but you could use the guitar as a means of self-expression?
That kind of came hand in hand. I think I heard something one day on television. It was a song playing. I don't remember the name of the song, but I couldn't relate to it at all. And I really wanted to hear some music that I could relate to, so I ended up sitting there writing a song for myself, and that was it.
Well, music is certainly a great outlet to be able to express your feelings in many different ways.
Absolutely.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, singer-songwriter and guitarist Wolf Critton. Wolf, are you still in the Poughkeepsie area these days?
I'm actually over in New Windsor, but I'll be coming in and out of Poughkeepsie a lot. Right now, we're getting ready to start shooting this music video. It should come out probably in November. Just staying busy. But right now, my home base is New Windsor.
The music video that you're going to work on is for the song we're going to play tonight, Jane Doe?
Exactly. I can't wait.
Wolf, how has your songwriting process evolved since we last spoke?
Becoming a Luna artist under the guitar company and meeting all these amazing people, from Terry Robinson to, you know, Guns N' Roses, they definitely help hone your music and so they can relate to more people, reach out to a bigger crowd. I've been sitting down, and when it comes to songwriting, really thinking on things and really observing the riff changes and the guitar notes, and it gets a lot more intricate. You know, it's been a beautiful experience.
Is there a particular method of songwriting that you find works best for you? Is it words first or melody first?
It's like a dance. It's hand in hand. When I write down my music, I'm literally holding the guitar at the same time. It just comes out the way it comes out. And then after I'm done singing, whatever it is I'm singing about, I start to break it down and make a full song out of it.
Do you record it in the process and then hear what you've done?
No, actually, I just play it live. Like, I just sit down and I play it in my living room, and then I'll do it over and over again. And once you play something 1,000 times, there's no way you can forget it.
Your early songs were very, very good, and yet I hear sort of a progression or evolution with this song, Jane Doe, which we'll play in just a few minutes. What kind of reinforcement do you get from your music, from family and friends and associates?
There's a lot of outlets now for any indie artist to find out if the song's good or not. Even Reverb Nation, they do a crowd review to 100 people. And these people write honest reviews about your music, unbiased, completely don't know who you are, who's playing what. And it lets you know where you're at. As far as friends and family, I've always had a very supportive fan base, friends and family, that are always behind me. No matter what I play, they just love it because they know it's coming from the heart. We're doing these crowd reviews, and we're getting an understanding of what's more pleasing to the ear. Because as you know, with me, I want to reach as many people as possible. That's what my music's about.
As I mentioned earlier, you have such a unique style that's a blend of so many different types of music. Who are some of your musical idols or influences?
My main one is Jack White of the White Stripes. There's Nirvana, the Eagles, the Doors, even Evanescence I like, which most guys won't admit, but I think she's amazing.
And what is it that you find so relatable about the artists that you've talked about?
You can feel either the passion for music or the honesty behind it. Those main artists in general are just real people, and they let you see it, they let you feel it. You don't see that too often nowadays.
Tell us more about this new song. Where was it recorded?
It was recorded over in Seamus Studios, which is in Poughkeepsie, actually. This is actually the first time I ever recorded my guitar without plugging it into the soundboard. So he pretty much just mic'd everything. It's inspired off of a relationship, the man's perspective as far as dealing with insecurities on both parts. The reason why we titled it Jane Doe is we wanted it to relate to everybody, you know, that produced the whole thing.
Did you?
Yes. I'm playing the drums and I'm playing the guitar, so it's all me.
Wow. You play the drums too? You didn't tell me that.
I know. I kind of keep that one. It's just like my own like little private pleasure, I guess you could say.
I'm Kathy Millar, sharing the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD with Wolf Critton tonight. Wolf, when you play live, will you be doing solo or will you be playing with a band?
Depends on the venue. If I'm going to a smaller venue, I like to keep it more intimate where it's just me and the guitar. If it's a larger venue, we'll normally play with a drummer and probably some backup singers.
Where might our listeners have seen you perform live?
We just finished doing the Ritz Theater, which is in Newburgh, which was a dream of mine, actually. I can't believe I even got to play there. We got some other shows coming up in November with Fat Baby in Manhattan. We're looking to be playing at Rambler's Rest. I believe it's November 2nd. If anybody wants to find out what shows I'm playing at exactly, they can go to my website at wolfcritton.com.
And that's WOLFCRIT as in Thomas twice, O-N, wolfcritton.com. As we've been mentioning, the song that we're going to debut tonight is called Jane Doe. Is Jane actually modeled after anyone specific?
Jane is the name of the girl that I was dating. So it really kind of walked hand in hand. You know, as an artist, when you've been doing something for so long and been alone for so long, you really get to a point where all you know is music. You know, relationship becomes foreign. This song, it's just 100% me. There's a lot of messages in it, but I guess the main one would be trusting somebody and not second-guessing them. Just don't be scared to lose.
Wolf Critton, thanks again for being with me in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight again tonight. And continued success to you with your songwriting, your performing, the upcoming music video, and all the rest. Here's Wolf Critton with Jane Doe on 100.7 WHUD.
First you had a problem, then you wouldn't solve them. Sun don't shine on the phone line. Told me you wanted more. What are you waiting for? Stand alone at the sideline. Pushing and popping, you told me you wasn't stopping. I notice everyone moving up on the floor. Now you're alone at night. Baby, turn out the light. But you don't love me no more. Love is a foolish thing. God must be punishing me. Love is a foolish thing. I want what you promised to me. Love is a foolish thing. God must be punishing me. Love is a foolish thing. I want what you promised to me. Sweet loving, say something or say nothing. You just don't love me. If I don't answer my phone, it probably means I'm alone. Just let me be in my zone, I'm not an angel. Why are you scared to lose? You swear he's playing you. Stand up and hold back when. If you're tired of playing the victim, I'm sober rolling forward. She's stronger now it's over. Love is a foolish thing. God must be punishing me. Love is a foolish thing. I want what you promised to me. Love is a foolish thing. God must be punishing me. Love is a foolish thing. I want what you promised to me. Here's the part where I close the verse. Like a priest when he closed the church. You just don't love me. Like I do. Sweet fountain, she's drowning. Keep running, oh, keep running. Why are you scared to lose? I swear he's playing you. Never trust a man who promises a better road. Never trust a damn thing. You're better off just left alone. Listen to words, listen to words.
Keep running, don't keep running.
Listen to words, listen to words.
Keep running, don't keep running.
As I sit on the point of my tomb, I'm always too late, always too soon. Music's the only thing I knew. Love is a foolish thing.
running from me. Love is a foolish thing. Why are you lying and why are you punishing me? Love is a foolish thing. God must be punishing me.